Well, the Palestinian Al-Qassam Brigades has issued a stark warning to Israel, saying any, quote, stupid action against Palestinians will have grave consequences for Tel Aviv. The military wing of Hamas added that resistance is a right for Palestinians to confront Israeli atrocities. This as Palestinians fired over a dozen rockets from the besieged Gaza Strip into Israel in retaliation for Tel Aviv's deadly airstrikes. Two rockets have reportedly been intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome missile system. The rest have passed through, two of which have hit the southern city of Sderot, causing material damage and power cuts. Palestinian sources say Israel has deployed troops to around the Gaza Strip for a possible attack. Israeli warplanes pounded the besieged territory, leaving at least 10 people injured. To discuss that a bit further, I'm joined with Mr. Mark Glenn, who is a political commentator, and he is joining us live now via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how do you assess the situation as it stands right now in the occupied territories, as well as in the Gaza Strip, vis-a-vis these warnings that have now come out from the Al-Qassam Brigades, as well as, of course, Israel's actions?
Well, it is an impossible situation. The Hamas group cannot do anything except issue threats, but at the end of the day, the rest of the world is forced to look at this and to say, what can Hamas do? As your news report indicated, there were rockets that have been fired, but for all practical purposes, we have to recognize that these rockets do very little damage, other than to raise the profile that Israel wants to create with regards to Hamas and with regards to Israel fighting for her survival. This is a propaganda war, and unfortunately, Hamas has very few cards in her favor in this regard, particularly after these three settlers were killed. You know, what else can Hamas do except to issue these threats? But at the end of the day, themselves unfortunately work in Israel's favor, because then she's able to paint herself as the victim, and that therefore any bloodshed that results afterwards on Israel's part against the Palestinians seems justified in the eyes of the world.
So then, do you foresee any military, any large-scale Israeli action against the Gaza Strip militarily, and what purpose would that serve for Israel?
Well, at this part, I think it's hard to see whether or not that's going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu has basically gotten what he wants, kidnap and the murder of these three settlers. The Jewish community worldwide, the Zionist community worldwide, is rallied around this incident. Netanyahu has gotten the narrative that he wanted, which was poor Israel, we're the victim. Look what has happened. Again, three innocent Jewish youths have been killed by these crazed Islamic fanatics. So he really doesn't have to march troops into Gaza at this point in order to solidify his base at home or around the world. He basically has achieved what he wanted to achieve with the kidnapping and the murder of these three youths. And at the end of the day, as implausible and as improbable as it may sound, he may actually just pull back from any military venture whatsoever in order to paint Israel as the kind and the compassionate and the just nation, juxtaposed to these crazy people to her southern border that just want to kill people at random.
And finally, we just have under a minute left, Mr. Glenn, but, you know, do you think that some people may be growing a conscience, considering we did hear some criticism of the death of that Palestinian teenager as well from the likes of the U.S., France, and even, in fact, I was reading some Zionist journals, some journals who are normally aligned with Israel, criticizing Israel for the fact that this even occurred?
Well, I think that there are people of good conscience all over the world. Unfortunately, they don't have control of the microphone. I don't know that there is enough of that good conscience in order to rally the kind of political pressure needed to rein Israel in. At the end of the day, we're forced to concede to the fact that Netanyahu and the people that are surrounding him are very dangerous people. They're wild animals in suits, and they're capable of doing the worst that is imaginable. And so whether or not there are enough people of good conscience, as you put it, Walker, is a big question mark. We have to pray that there are, because certainly, as I said, we're dealing with dangerous people here who are not just capable of doing the worst, but liable to do the worst.
Okay, we'll leave it for now. But of course, as always, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mark Glenn speaking to us live from Idaho.